Switching from fossil fuels to renewable energy will increase the demand for ways to store power. Batteries will be needed to modernize the electric grid in New England and the nation. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
The future of renewable energy in New England depends on more projects that rely on harnessing the power of the sun, wind, and water. They generate a lot of electricity and can't always be turned on and off. The utility-sized batteries of the future could store that excess power for when the grid needs it most, to help shave prices and meet demand without fossil fuels.
If you're relying on your battery, you're not drawing from the system.
Ann George is spokesperson at ISO New England, the operator of the regional power grid. She says New England doesn't have the batteries to match its forecast for clean energy growth yet.
We haven't gotten to a place where we have batteries at a scale that could cover that.
But that's expected to change. President Joe Biden wants to approve hundreds of wind turbines in New England waters before the end of the year. That, plus solar and hydro projects, could eventually be stored in large-scale community battery systems. Much smaller projects could also provide power at home, including to charge electric vehicles. That's what Roger Cranenberg is banking on. He's VP of Energy Policy at Eversource, a major power provider in New England.
Transportation's going to scale it, drive the cost down, drive performance up. It's such a large market. It's going to be the primary driver of future battery technology.
Cranenberg says there needs to be major technological advancements to make residential and commercial use of energy storage happen. So far, Eversource is in the lead with the nation's first large-scale community battery systems under construction in Provincetown, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod.
This is a globally unique facility. I've tested this a million times, and I've not found one of its size and functionality in the entire world.
The plan is for the lithium-ion battery system to have enough juice to power the area's three towns on the Outer Cape. Eversource says it should provide 10 hours of backup power during extreme winter weather and as much as 3 hours during the summer when tourists flock to the Cape and demand for electricity spikes.
It backs up the entire town of Provincetown when the line that feeds Provincetown goes out, and it gives us enough time to get crews out there and fix the line.
The battery is expected to be finished this year. It also removed the need to construct a 13-mile distribution line across a state park.
The classic way you boost reliability in the electric business is you bring in an alternate supply. There's no way to put an alternate supply in, right? Because it's a strip of sand going up the Provincetown.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities has approved a second Eversource battery facility on Martha's Vineyard. As of 2021, battery storage makes up at least 15% of clean energy proposals in New England. That's 3,700 megawatts of new storage in the works. Some natural gas, wind, and solar proposals also include battery storage, according to ISO New England. George says these batteries will help boost reliability and help reduce the need to burn fossil fuels.
We really need to, hopefully get to a place where you've got batteries that are longer duration and at a larger scale to kind of manage the fluctuations on the system.
Lee Hoffman is a lawyer who represents energy providers. He says states are only starting to adopt energy storage goals and the policies to facilitate them.
And there are a whole lot of systemic reasons why we don't have real battery storage.
Massachusetts and Maine have pretty modest energy storage goals by 2025. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, state lawmakers and regulators have three different proposals up in the air that range from ambitious to meek, respectively. New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont don't have storage goals yet, but in all, fewer than 10 states do. Hoffman says another problem could be how states decide to regulate and value battery storage.
They build those batteries as though they're significant industrial users, like they're big factories using electricity. And that means that they're paying the most for electricity that they possibly can. And so it's not economical for those batteries to get charged. And unless we get there, I'm not sure that you ever can fully replace the fossil fueled fired plants unless you're willing to do something radical.
A pilot program in Vermont has kept the lights on in at least 1,100 homes with residential energy storage supplied by Tesla. Yep, the electric car maker. The Tesla Powerwall is also being test driven in some rural New Hampshire homes, too.
But they're not ready for prime time yet.
That's MIT energy economist Christopher Knittle.
Technologically, lithium-ion batteries are great at storage over the course of a day, maybe a couple days, if pushed, maybe a week.
He says it could take tech companies another decade or more to extend the life of a charge using lithium batteries or another type of battery altogether. That's in part what the MIT Climate and Sustainability Consortium is working on. Launched in February, it brought together giants like Apple, Boeing, IBM, Verizon, and PepsiCo to work on transformative climate solutions across industries. Elsa Olivieri is the MIT Group's associate director.
Looking at the role of industry in helping to accelerate the transition to reduce carbon emissions. And the idea is that by convening a set of cross-economy leading companies with the MIT community, we can identify pathways towards decarbonization, particularly focused on those industries outside of the energy producing sector.
The energy system has already had an easier time decarbonizing than, say, the transportation sector, which is New England's top source of emissions. But for now, electric companies are betting that battery systems can help with both. At Eversource, Cranenberg says they want to expand their large-scale community battery storage to Connecticut and New Hampshire. They also hope to back up the entire small rural town of Westmoreland, New Hampshire, that's prone to outages with a combination of utility-owned battery facilities and residential energy storage.
What a beautiful showpiece for them. The other joke I make is we're doing battery tourism, but anyway, that's an industry joke.
That joke could be what powers New England in the next decade. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
The story is part of Covering Climate Now, the week-long global journalism collaboration of more than 400 news outlets. You can find more of our coverage at WSHU.org.